Rabbi Shelo Amru, the name of Rabbi Shelo, they said over him, that Chosin Potter. No, only the Chosin. He himself is Potter from saying Kriyashma. So Rashi says, Mikriyashma de Torid. Because he has a lot of Tirda. He's very busy. But the rest of the people that are there by the Chasna, by the Chuppah, just to be Mesameachim, to do the mitzvah, Simchas Chosin, they have a Chiyah to say Kriyashma. So Rashi says, these Tanoim, Rav Shelo, does not hold from the Ptur of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah. Therefore, the rest of them are Chayovim. There could be Chayiv in Tfilin, in Tfilah, and in Krishma. The Chayiv in all of them. He holds there's no Ptur of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah. Just the Chosin himself, Lamaise, he's torrid. He's too busy right now. He can't have Kavonim. So therefore, we don't tell him to stop not to have Kavonim, not to do what you're doing, because he can't. So therefore, the Chosin himself, that's so torrid, he doesn't have to daven or say Krishma. But the other ones there by the Chasna, just in Mesameachim, they have to do the mitzvahs. Yeah. But he also says, the Chosin ain't yochel lechaven daite klal. The Chosin can't, he's too torrid right now. Afilu b'pasuk rishon, even by Krishma, he holds that potter. Because the Chosin lechlal is too busy now. But the Shar B'nei Chopa, they could be Mechavim, they have to. Matanya, Omer Rabbi Chananya Ben Akavya. Koisvei Svorim. People that write Svorim, they're doing mitzvahs right now, they write Svorim. Amnas people should be able to learn from them. Or else Tfilin or Mezuzois, they write Tfilin, Lashem Mitzvah, people should be able to wear Tfilin. Or else Mezuzois is Aloha Hain, the Seifrim, the people that are writing it. V'Tagreim, the people that sell it. V'tagreim, if you buy it from somebody, Amanas to sell to somebody else. But all you're doing is the Shmo. Amanas that people should have Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. That's why you're doing it. V'chol oiskim b'mlecha shemayim, anybody that's doing oiskim b'mlecha shemayim and you're doing mitzvahs, is yepoter la'asuyeh. This comes to include also moichrei tcheles. Even if you're selling tcheles, you're selling the blue wool to make on your tzitzis tcheles, the locher is that's called the Oisik in the Mitzvah, and therefore Pturin Mikriyashma, or Minatfilo, or Minatfilin, or Mikol Mitzvah Samurais Vatera. That is the Ptur of Oisik B'Mitzvah, Potem in the Mitzvah. Since you're doing a Mitzvah now and writing Tfilin, writing Mezuzais, Bishash, you're doing this Mitzvah, or else you're selling them. And it's what the locher means, you're not selling it only to make a panosa. Your Iker is that people should have Tfilin. Even though you make a little money, but still if your Ikka purpose why you're doing it is that people should have tefillin, you want to make it able for them to get it, then you have this clue. It's called Yesip Mitzvah, and you're part of Mikola Mitzvahs. Rashi says, Tagreim, Halokchem Mehem, Kedelim Chol Hamtziel Litzarech Lehem, that they buy it, but Almanas to have it on hand, if anybody needs tefillin, they'll be able to sell it to them. Or else Moshkri, Tchelos Letzitzis, is Alocha, the rule, part of Mitzvahs. Lekayim divur Rabbi Yosi, to Mekayim Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Shoye Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer. He used to hold that Oisik be mitzvahs potem in a mitzvah. There's also called the case if Yosik be mitzvah you potem in a mitzvahs. There's the Rashi said before, a Shela holds not like that. So you want to say that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds yes, that Oisik be mitzvahs potem in a mitzvahs. And Avada means that Bishasta actually writing, they can't do two mitzvahs at the same time. So when they're writing the potter from Krishma, the potter from Tefillin, the potter from other mitzvahs. But Avada, when they're not writing, when they're not busy, just the fact they have Tefillin to sell, that doesn't give them a psur. When they could do the mitzvahs, they're mechuyah to do the mitzvahs. Just when they're actually doing the work of writing or actually selling it, at that time when they're oisik of the mitzvah, they're potter from doing other mitzvahs. Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa says, Hol Ched Rochim. People that are traveling, come Sukkis, Chol HaMoed, you have to travel, you're on your way, you're traveling someplace. B'yoyim is Pturim min HaSukkah B'yoyim. If Yikah traveling is done by daytime, so by daytime you're potter from eating and drinking in the Sukkah. Aber b'chayovim b'layla. When it comes nighttime though, you're not traveling, you have a chiyuv to eat, to sleep in the Sukkah. This is different, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, by Hochel and Dvar Mitzvah. By if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, there we say you're potter b'yoyim and b'layla. That's Shluchei Mitzvah, because there you're being Oisik in the Mitzvah. Mashenken, if you stam holich b'drochim, stam you're traveling, you're going places, not the Dvar Mitzvah, then we say you're only potter when you're actually traveling. Mashenken, at night time you have a chiyuv to be in the Sukkah. What about holchei drochim b'layla? If you travel at night time, the locher is pturim in HaSukkah b'layla. At night time you have a ptur not to eat, not to sleep in the Sukkah. But at daytime you have a chiyuv to eat and sleep in the Sukkah. What about Holchei Drochim Bayom Ubalayla? You're such a busy guy, you have to get there fast. You're traveling day and night. Halacha is Pturim Min Asuka Bein Bayom Ubein Balayla. Both times, you're potter from Mitzvah Sukkah. Bayom and Balayla. So Rashi learns, Holchei Drochim Bayom Pturim Min Asuka Bayom. What's the Ptur here? The Echsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ba'asuka is Teshvu. You have to live in your sukkah. Now we dash in Kain Yeshivas Beisai. The same way you live in your house the whole year, that's the way you have to live in the sukkah these 7 days. That means Kishem Shekol Hashana. Eina Nimne Meleches Baderech Bischeira. Just like the whole year round. If you have to go on a business trip, you have to go someplace, you don't say, but I have to be home, I can't leave my house. No. Now you're allowed to leave your house, you want to leave your house. Gesundheit. Throughout the whole year, when you have to travel, you travel. Is kach kol yomay sachag. The same thing the law applies by sukkis. Shein a yom tov, when it's not a yom tiv, lo yetzirich wa kosel lemnoyim. The pasuk just says, pa sukkas teishvu, means live in the sukkah the same way you live in the house. And if by living in your house, if you have to go someplace, you don't stay home, you go someplace, who adin during sukkas also? You have a right not to be in your sukkah, but to travel. Therefore, if you're traveling by day, you have a right by daytime not to be in the sukkah. But when it comes nighttime, now you're not traveling, you have no heter. Now you have to go find yourself a sukkah and sleep there and eat there. If you're traveling by nighttime, you're potter by nighttime, by daytime you're chayiv. If you're traveling both day and night, then you're potter day and night also. What about the Gemara says, Vaito, Holchen Advar Mitzvah? Let's say somebody's going to do a Dvar Mitzvah, he's a moyel, he's going to do a Bris Milu now, he's going to Dvar Mitzvah. Is Pturin Bein Bayem or Bein Balayla. Here, even though he's only traveling by daytime, still the Locher is, he's Potter even Balayla. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. Rashi says here also like that. Rashi Holchem Advar Mitzvah. Pturin Bayem Ubalayla. Said Rashi, Afal Pi Shein Holchem Ela Bayem. Even though you're mainly only traveling by daytime, you're not traveling at night. Still, you're Potter at night, you don't have to find yourself a sukkah. Why not? Or Mishum the Tridim V'doyagim B'machshev HaSemitzvah. Because the person is bothered and thinking about how he's going to do the bris milah. He thinks about the mitzvah. Over to kuneha, how he could do a good job. It's pturah min ha-mitzvah. If even at night time you're thinking about the mitzvah, that also gives you a pturah. You don't have to look for the mitzvahs for sukkah. But this, of course, is providing only that you don't have a sukkah right next to you. Of course, if you're staying by somebody's house at night, you're sleeping, you're there eating, and the person has a sukkah and there's no tirchah in the sukkah, avadi yavachiyah in the sukkah. It just means if you're going to have to start bothering now, look around for sukkah, it will stop you from thinking about the mitzvah you have to do. Then we say you don't have to bother yourself and look around for sukkah. Keep on worrying about the mitzvah and you're part of a mitzvah sukkah. So tomorrow, ki ho de Rav Chizda. The mitzvah was with Rav Chizda, v'rabo bar Rav Huna. Ki hevi aili v'shabata de Rigla. When they went on the Shabbos of Yom Tov, levei Resh Galusa. They went to visit Resh Galusa. He used to give a special shiur then on the Shabbos of Yom Tov. Is Hevigani Arakta de Surya. You know where they slept at night? They slept at night near the river. Rashi Arakta means Al Svas Hanor. That's where they used to sleep. They didn't sleep in the sukkah. It was sukkahs. They slept by the river. Amri, you know why? They said Anan Shluchei Mitzvah Anan. We're a Shluchei Mitzvah now. We're going Lahakpo Pnei Rabbi. We're going to see the Resh Galusa. So therefore, Pturin, we're Potter for Mitzvah Sukkah. So on the road, they couldn't find the sukkah then, so they slept on the bank of the river. Trashi, Sheluche Mitzvanan, Shebonu Lishmoya HaDrosha. They went to hear the shiur, they came to hear the drosha. Olahakpal Pnei Resh Galusa. Also on Yom Tov, they want to visit the Rebbe. They went to Hakpal Pnei Rabbi, so they're doing a mitzvah, so Sheluche Mitzvah's potam in a sukkah. So at night time, they slept by the river, they did not sleep in the sukkah. Turn around, Shomrei Ir. People that watch the city, they're outside in the fields watching the city. Is Bayoyim Pturim in Asukah Bayoyim. If their job is to watch the city by daytime, so daytime they're not home, they're put, they don't have to eat in the sukkah. Although Bechayovim Malayla comes nighttime, they go home, so the male they have to have a sukkah in the house, they have to eat and sleep in the sukkah. Shomrei Ir Balayla, if your job is to watch the city at nighttime, Pturim in Asukah Balayla, Bechayovim Bayoyim. Because it's not called a Dvar Mitzvah. Just time it's a rishus. So therefore you have the Ptur, like Rashi said, the Pasuk says, Teshvu came to Duru. You have to be in the sukkah the same way you're at home. And here, since the whole year round, you're not at home at night or by day when you're watching, so you don't have to be in the sukkah either. You have a big job. You have to watch for 24 hours straight. Then you're parted from the sukkah even at night time also. Because that's the way you do a whole year. You don't stay home. You're outside. You can be outside by sukkahs also. What about shomrei ganos apadesim? People that's a what? You hire a guy to watch your fields, your orchards. Is pturim bein bayoyim or bein balayla? You're parted from the sukkah both at night and by daytime. Because that's what a shomer there. A shomer there has to watch by day and by night. So the Gemara, what's the bikasha? For lev the sukkah hosum. Let him make a sukkah though there in the field. And that's where he's going to live. But there's a permanent job. It's not so far away from his house. Let him make a sukkah in the fields. He's a shomer ganos apadesim. Let him make the sukkah there also. V'leisvein will sit there. So he could do both. He could be in the sukkah. And he could also watch the fields. As if you have to watch the whole city, you can't be in one place, you have to walk around. But if you're only there to watch one field, so you could be inside your sukkah, and inside the sukkah you watch the field. So Gemara says, no. Abayiroma. Abayiroma, Teishvu came to Duru. The Pasuk says, Teishvu came to Duru, no. Like Rashi says, came to Duru. The same way a whole year, if you're a person that eats and sleeps in your house at night, so therefore by sukkah you have to leave your permanent house and go into the sukkah. You have to take your bed there, or kli tashmisha, whatever you need to live, you have to bring down to your sukkah. Or matzoisa of your sheets. Mashenkin here, since you're a shomer, you're watching in the fields, you're watching the orchard, so to be matriach, you have to carry your bed all the way out to the fields, that's too far. Therefore, Abai holds the Torah was not mechayiv you to take all your kli tashmishoy out in the fields. That's the reason why you're potter. Has you only have a chiyuv sukkah if you're a person that comes home and sleeps in your house at night? So then we say, right next to your house, make a sukkah. Take out your bed, put it into the sukkah. But if you're a person that has to work far away from your house, we're not mechayiv to take out all your beds to be outside there in the sukkah. Rav Rama is a different territory. We don't pass like Abaye. We hold like Rava. Rav Rama, Pirtza Karo Laganif. That the reason why your potter is, because if you're going to have a sukkah out in the fields, the ganif will have a lot of fun. Because when the ganif sees that the shomer is inside the sukkah, so there's three walls to the sukkah, so the ganif is going to know the shomer can't watch the other three sides. So the ganif will have a bull and start stealing the other sides of the orchard. So maybe the shomer can't be inside a sukkah, because then he won't be able to watch. So about that, we hold like us. No, it's really, there would be a chiv. Wherever you are, take out the kli tashmishoy. If you're living now, the sukkah is far away, so what? Take your bed, they live there. But the reason why here, the shomer can't do that, because he can't do his job. His job is to be in an open place to watch the field. So Moses says, my benayah, what's the difference here? He can benayah the komantere kaya the peri. Now let's say your job is only to watch one bundle of fruit. That's all. So that could be in front of you. So you could have your sukkah that's closed on three sides, and the fourth side is open facing this tree of peri, this bundle of peris. So therefore, you could be inside your sukkah, and nobody and the shomer would know, and the ganav would be afraid to steal, because you could watch him. So in such a case, you'd have a chiyuv taka to make your sukkah outside. Trashi kara de peri, kri shel peris. Shutama the fun of Yachal Hashem of Yankan Pirtza Karela Ganef. Let's give it more. The Rav Amos, is Pirtza Karela Ganef. The Rav says, then the Ganef will have a good time here. And my banana, the banana, the commentary part of the Ganef. Right. Choyle Mumisham Shem. Somebody is sick. He's part of a meeting in the Sukkah. Who are the Misham Shem, people that are taking care of the Chayla, since they're being Oisik in the Mitzvah, they're being Rapa Chayla, they're helping him, they're also Potem in a Mitzvah. Now why exactly is the Chayla Potem in a Mitzvah? Potem in a Chayla? Either could be the Pshat, that's what Tois says here. Mm. Chayla Pashtus Potter, because the pot, like the pot we said before, Teshra came to Duru. You have to live the way you live a whole year. Now, if somebody is sick, he tries and puts himself in the best place possible to live, because he knows he wants to get better. So therefore, you don't have a chiyuv to be in the sukkah, you have a right to be in the best place to take care of yourself. Like, that's what you would do a whole year. If you're sick and you have a better place to take care, you get healthier there, you would go. So now also, sukkahs, you don't have a chiyuv to be in the sukkah, you have a right to be upstairs. What about the mishamshem, the people take care of him? Since they're doing a mitzvah, they're also potter. Tana rabbonim. Choyle sharmu, that a sick person is potter from eating in the sukkah, loy choyle shesh b'sakona. Not only if there's a doubt if we'll die or not, the sakona sefoshes, el afilu choyle shem b'sakona. Afilu, there's no sakona sefoshes. For sure you'll get healthy again. Just right now you're not feeling well. Still you're potter in a sukkah. And afilu chosh pain, if you only have an eyeache, something your eyes are bothering you. The afilu chosh b'roisha, afilu you only have a headache. If it's bothering you right now, and you don't feel well in the sukkah, but you're going to feel better in the house, so you have a p'tur of eating in the sukkah. Either it could be, like we said, because Teshu came to Duru, that's the way you would do a whole year round also. When you're sick, you put yourself in the best place that you can get better. So if the best place to get better is in your house, you don't have the chiv to be in the sukkah. Rosh Hashanah is also called mitztair. It's the same svara. Like if you're mitztair now, you feel bad, so you put them in a sukkah. You have tsar in the sukkah being there. Upstairs in the house, you'll feel better. The headache bothers you too much downstairs, so you put them from being in the sukkah. Even though Taisa says that mitztair is also the same tour. Taisa says, "Hey mitztair, the potter liyel min a sukkah, haynu miteshu came to duru. Tiyenodem da b'mokashem mitztair." It's also all the same svaras. But the pasuk says the chiyu sukkah is teshvu sit there came to duru. The same way you sit in your house. But just like in your house, you're not going to be in a place that gives you tsar, gives you pain. You'll leave that room and go someplace else. The same thing. You don't have to be in a sukkah if the sukkah is giving you tsar. You have a right to leave the sukkah. It shouldn't have to give you pain. But that's the same way you'd be in your house also. You will not stay in a room that gives you pain. So therefore, a chayla, person that's sick also, if the sukkah is going to give him pain, he has the right to go upstairs to the house. There he'll feel better. Omer Shimon Gamliel. Pam achas chashti b'nei. One time it happened to me, my eyes hurt me. The Kaiser, I was in the city, Kaiser. V'hitti Rabbi Yosef b'Rivi lishen. Ani yomisham shaychus l'sukkah. And Rabbi Yosef b'Rivi, he was matir, me to sleep, and the people are taking care of me, chus l'sukkah, at this svara. I was potem in a sukkah. Since I'm a chela right now, and it's not teshu kain to duru, I'm potem in a sukkah. Rav shoro l'ravacha bradlo, l'migne b'kilta b'sukkah. His Rav was matir Ravacha Bradla, but he also wasn't feeling well. So he's matir him to sleep in the sukkah, but under the canopy. Why? Mishum Baki. Because there were flies there. In other words, he was matir him to sleep under the canopy, even though the canopy had a shame oil. It was Gevoya High Yutfachim, and it had a gag on top of it, Rochev Atefach. Slamaisi not Mekai Mitzvah Sukkah. But since he was a mitzvah in the sukkah, there were flies there, so mishum the flies, he was potter really, therefore he was matir to sleep under the canopy, because there they wouldn't have tsar. Trashi, lemigbe bekilsa, v'yafa pi sheish lo gago, gvoya tsar, v'avikilu chus l'sukkah. Even though he's not being the kind of mitzvah sukkah, still he was matir to him to sleep there. Why mishum boki, shinsa, on the side it says, orach pirisha ken kurin l'pishbush, Biyavi, there are flies there, or zvuvim ktanim, small flies. Since there were small flies, they had a lot of tsar. So really, he was potter from being in the sukkah. Therefore, he was matir to him to sleep under the canopy. Right. Rova shorulei rabacha barado lemigne bar metlusa. It's the same thing. Rabacha barado was matir. Rava was matir Rabacha to sleep outside the sukkah, mishum sircha de gagishta, because it was smelling very bad from the schach, from the roof, Rasha's karka levona, shayetochim vor kakoyes ha-sukkah. The floor was smelling very bad. So since he had tsar from the smell of the floor, he didn't have to stand the sukkah, he has the p'tur, teshvuk, ain't the duru, you don't have to be in a place that gives you tsar, gives you pain. Mar Rava, the time Rava goes to the zone tam, to yama Rava, Rava holds, mitztayer potem in a sukkah. If somebody has tsar, and the Rashi says, shasuke mitzarosa, we had the Gemara before, not just time you're in pain, but the pain comes because of the sukkah. In other words, if you would not be in the sukkah, you'd be upstairs in the house, you would not have this pain. The pain is only coming because you're in the sukkah. So in such a case, the Torah was not mechayiv to be in the sukkah. That's the pasuk. Teishu came to duru. Only live the same way you live in your house. Mashenka, like we had before, if something else is bothering you, you have problems and bothering you. So even though in the sukkah the problems bother you, you have no ptur to go outside the sukkah. Because no matter where you go, you'll have the problems. It's not the sukkah that's causing the problems, that's not a ptur of tsar. But where the tsar, the pain comes because of the sukkah, you have a ptur, you don't have to be in the sukkah. For the more of anan tanan, we learned, chaylinu mishamshayim ptur min asukkah. So, chaylin, if he is sick, if a person is sick, then he has the ptur not to be in the sukkah. Mashenkein stam tzah, something bothers you, is not so bad like a chayla, mashmi avachiv to be in the sukkah. So even though we said that both svaras of chayla is also the pasuk of teishu ken tiduru, but it's a bigger svara chayla. Person that's sick, then we understand like it's not healthy for him to be in the sukkah. That's why it's allowed to be upstairs. But just time because something bothers you, who says you're potter from the sukkah? Tomorrow says, Amri, I'll tell you like this. There's a difference. Chayle hu misham shas pturim. If you're sick and the people taking care of you, they also have a ptur not to be in the sukkah. Why? Because they're oisik b'mitzvah. They're taking care of a chayle. Al feisik b'mitzvah, they put them in a sukkah. Marshenke mitzvah. If somebody has tzar, you have pain. You're not sick. Stam, something bothers you. The smell of the sukkah bothers you. Halacha is who potter? You don't have a chiv to be in the sukkah. Of a misham shavloi, if you have slay, you have people taking care of you that are mishamish you, they have to eat in the sukkah. They don't have a ptur. Since you could be upstairs, that doesn't part of them. But they're not doing a mitzvah by taking care of you. If you're sick and they're taking care of you, they're doing a mitzvah. But if stam your mishar, stam your slave, a guy that takes care of you, he has no ptur not to be in the sukkah. So therefore, even though you have a ptur, you're a bit sire, but the mishamosho, the people taking care of you, they have to eat in the sukkah. Right, then the Mishnah says, Oichle na'achilas arai chus la'sukkah. Shno, during sukkahs, you're allowed to eat an achil arai. A temporary eating, you're allowed to eat even outside the sukkah. For the Gemara v'kama, what's called v'kama achilas arai? How much is still called achilas arai that you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah? So Amar Rav Yosef Yosef says, Tarti oi t'losu beya. Even two or three eggs, there is that's not called a kfi asuda. So if you eat the amount of food of two or three eggs worth of food, you're still allowed to eat it outside. Rashi says, Ashtayim Aisholish Pomim, Yitl Teich Piv. Even though you put it to your mouth two or three times, still you're allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. That's not called Nachilus Kva. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Yimamish only have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on Nachilus Kva, like four beitzim. But less than that, you're potter. Omalay Abaya, Abaya said no. V'hozimnin Sagi and Sagi Leli in Shibochi. Sometimes it happens that that's your whole meal. Sometimes you can be satisfied by eating two or three eggs. Who says you have to eat the size of four eggs always? It could be you're satisfied with two or three also. And that comes out that the sudas kva. So how could you say you're potter from eating two or three eggs outside the sukkah? So Elohim Rabbi, Abaya said like this, you know what this year is? Kedetoyim ba beirav. The way a Talmud, before he goes to yeshiva, he eats something, then he goes to hear the shiur. That much. So Rashi says, Kedetoyim bar beirav yayu lekala. Ba'boikir, in the morning, kishaochol lebeis ha-medrash, and they went to learn in the beis ha-medrash, v'doyag shem yimshcho ha-shmuyas. They're afraid maybe the shiur would take too long. V'toyim mole piv v'shreisa. They would only take like one egg's worth of mole piv. How much you could swallow one time, that's all. They'll fill the mouth up once, and drink a little bit. That's what they used to eat. And then they would go into yeshiva. So that's called the Rei Achilas, that's called the Achilas Arai. This much, yes. More than this type of resorcer. But according to Abaye, teeth the size of an egg is also called Achilas Arai, that you would be allowed to eat outside the sukkah. But more than that, no. I will soon see how we paskin. We hold that a bay already is also. Only less than a beitzah you're allowed to eat. But more than a beitzah of bread, a size of an egg of bread, you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Tana Rabbanan, Oichlin Achilas Arai Chus LaSukkah. You're allowed to eat on sukkahs, a small amount of eating outside the sukkah. And Achilas Arai, we're talking about bread. We said now this year is less than an egg's worth of bread. But if you drink or you eat other foods like fish or like cheese or fruits, that no matter how much you can eat, as long as you're not being kaveh the sud, it's all called achilas arvei. We're allowed to eat a few apples outside the sukkah. As long as you're not eating with a few people to make a kriyas, that's all called achilas arvei. That we say you have to have the size of a bayon, that's only by bread. You're not allowed to sleep, even a small amount of sleep, outside the sukkah. Even though achilo you are, but sleeping you're not allowed to. Well, my time, what's the reasoning? We're afraid maybe you fall asleep. Because he's also asking, you're not mechuyev in sukkah. Just like you're allowed to eat arai outside, really you could sleep outside the sukkah also, a small amount of sleep. Just by sleeping, we're afraid, maybe you'll sleep too long. Rashi Yirdam, Shem Techazvenu Shina V'yishin Kva. By a little bit sleep, who's going to wake you up? Once you fall asleep, finished. You can't wake yourself up anymore. So there we're afraid, maybe you'll sleep too long. Omalai Abayis. Abayis said, that's the reason. Elohod the time, that's what we learned. Yoshin Odom Shinas Arai B'Tfilin. Even though you're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to take a small amount of sleep. You're allowed to take a doze off. Avoloi shinas kva, but you can't have a you can't sleep well. For the Gemara Kasha, lecha shem yidam. What do you mean you're allowed to take a small nap wearing a tefillin? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe you fall asleep and sleep too long? And the gzeru there is by tefillin. You're not allowed to, because shem yafiach ben. You're afraid you'll let some wind out. And you're not allowed to do that when you're wearing tefillin. So that's why we say you're not allowed to wear tefillin when you're sleeping. So the Kasha is, then how could you sleep a little bit with the tefillin? We're talking about there where you have somebody to wake you up. You told your friend, I only want to sleep for 5 minutes, and then wake me up. Like, who says even one waker is enough? Maybe he'll also fall asleep. That still should not be enough. Once you fall asleep, we have to be afraid maybe the person that's supposed to wake you up will also wake you up. Why didn't have a alarm clock then? But so it's still a kasha. Still, we should be afraid. Maybe you'll sleep too long. Or better, you know, long clock won't wake you up either. Once you're sleeping already. We're talking about you sleeping in a way that you can't sleep too long. You put your head down in between your knees. That's the way you're resting. So you can't sleep too long there. You can't fall asleep that way. So you're only taking a small nap. That's why it's mutter. So according to this pshat, if you put your head in between your knees on sukkahs, also you'll be allowed to take a small nap outside the sukkah. Rav says no. Ein kva l'shina. That there's no din kva by shina. So Rashi says, Rav Amar, l'shema yirdem lecha shina. I'm not afraid maybe you'll fall asleep too long. Hilkach, but tefillin shori. By tefillin there, a small nap you're allowed to. V'sukkah, haino time of the osa shina sarai. You know why by sukkah you're not allowed to even sleep a little bit outside the sukkah? Lefi shen kva l'shina. I mean, there's no din kfar, there's no din how long sleep is called sleeping. There's no difference between a long sleep or a small sleep. A 2 minute sleep is also called sleep. So if the mitzvah sukkah is to sleep in the sukkah, no matter how small the sleep is, it has to be in the sukkah. Sometimes the people only take a small nap, that's all they need. Hilkach, zui shinosei, that's your sleeping. And the Torah says, Teshu came to Duru, you have to live in the sukkah. So if sleeping is part of living, any type of sleeping has to be done in the sukkah. V'gabei tefillin, the time is shem yafiach ben. By tefillin, it's not a din you can't really sleep with tefillin. There we're only afraid if you sleep too long, maybe you'll let some wind out. V'lav nishum issa shina. B'niyam purta layosu dehafocham. So therefore we say if you sleep a little bit, we're not afraid you'll let some wind out. So therefore, by tefillin, you are allowed to sleep with tefillin. Just you're afraid you'll let some wind out. We're a little bit, we're not afraid. A lot, we're afraid. Mashenken by sukkah, the mitzvah is to do your sleeping in the sukkah. So even a little sleeping is also called a sleeping kva. There's no difference between a kva and an arai by sleeping. Tony Chod, the one brisa says, Yoshin Odin mitfilin shinas arai. You're allowed to take a little sleep with your tefillin. Avloshin is kva, not take a real good sleep. V'tani, another brisa says, Ben kva ben arai. You're not allowed to even take a small nap wearing your tefillin. V'tani, another brisa says, Loi kva v'loi arai. That can't take even a temporary one. You can't sleep. So here it's a three-way machlokes here. So Mar says, Loi kash, there's no steer here. Ha dinoket la biyodei. One is where you're holding it in your hands. Then Rashi says, like Fab, like Arai Shem Yiplum Yodai. Then we're afraid maybe the tefillin will fall out of your hands and fall on the floor. So if you're not wearing them, you're just holding your tefillin in your hands, then you can't even take a small nap. Because even a small nap, we're afraid it'll fall out, it's not covered at tefillin. Ha deman chibreshi. One is talking about where you're wearing it, you're wearing the tefillin. So then we're not afraid to fall out of your hands. Trash deman chibreshi. Arai mutter. So a small nap you're allowed to take. Because we're not afraid to fall out of your hands, and we're not afraid mishum afocho by a small nap. The kvaos Hashem yefiach. But to take a long nap, that's also because then we're afraid maybe you let some wind out. Where do we say both is mutter? Where we say both is mutter, ha deporu sudra alayu. One is where you covered it up. Trashi haniche meitzam reshaisav. You put it near your head. Bein kva bein arai. You're allowed to do both. You're allowed to sleep then. Tlanit nuter l'malchi yeshoris. Like what can you do there? As long as you're not wearing your tefillin and your tefillin is just near you, so that's mutter. You're allowed to sleep. Like what else can you do? That's the case. That's mutter. Ha deporu sudra alayu. Marvakama shinas arai. What's called now a shinas arai that we say you're allowed to sleep wearing your tefillin? Tony Rami by Cheskel, k'day hiluch meya ama. How long it takes you to walk 100 amis? That's how long you're allowed to sleep wearing your tefillin. More than that is awesome. Tanya Nami Hochi, hayoshin betefillin. If somebody sleeps when he's wearing a tefillin, v'roya keri, and he sees some zera comes out of him. So Rashi says v'roya keri means with sarach lesalka mereishai boid hakeri olav. You have to now take off the tefillin, even though you have keri on your body. Is alacha oiches b'ritzua. Grab onto the ritzuas of the tefillin. Hold on to the straps of the tefillin.